I've really enjoyed the last few days. With your wife out of town, it's been great to spend so much more time with you and the kids. They are so wonderful. I can't wait to have kids of my own. I hope when I do, they're just like yours. Yeah, I'm sure I'll find the right guy someday. It's just, well, I'm not sure how to say this. I don't want to have just any guy's kids. I want to have your kids. No, not the ones you already have. I want my own, but with you as the father. Just seeing the kids you have now, I can't help but think if I had some with you, they'd be great too. And I've been thinking about how we could go about doing it. First, I thought about artificial insemination. You know, you provide a sample and then I take it to the doctor. But it's expensive and it doesn't always work. Then I realized the timing of your wife's getaway is perfect. I'm prime and ready right now to conceive. I know, you're so faithful to her. I never expect you to have sex with me while she's away. You're not a cheater. You're a good man. That's one of the reasons I think I wanted so bad. Even if this young, tight, fertile body of mine is just begging to have you come inside it, you wouldn't give in because you're so strong and so good. I've seen you try to catch the odd peek down my shirt or your eyes move down to my ass when I'm walking around the room. But you never linger. You always look away as soon as you realize what you're doing and that you shouldn't be staring sexually at your babysitter, even if she starts very gently playing with her nipples through her shirt, like this. See, even now, you're trying to keep your eyes off me, even though you know there's an open invitation to rip my clothes off and come deep inside me. Because you want to be a good husband. You want to be a good boy. But I think I've come up with a solution. Just lay back and do nothing. I'll do everything. If you don't participate, if you don't move or engage, it's not cheating. The only person that could be blamed is me. You're just sitting in your chair, minding your own business. And if a young, wet, tight pussy just started bouncing up and down on your cock, well, that's not your fault. Here, let me show you what I mean. Go ahead, sit still as I straddle you, while both of us are still fully clothed. See? A beautiful young girl on your lap, and there's nothing wrong with this. You're just sitting there. Oh, I can feel your cock already getting hard. But that's not something you can control. As you just sit there and take in my scent, see my beautiful body breast up against your waist, the smooth skin of my legs, the way my shorts just barely cover my ass, not to mention my breasts just inches from your face, the hard line of my tank top, trying to hide the nipples, but they just poke through and point straight at you. You can't control your cock. It's going to get hard in this situation. But it's a situation you've done nothing to cause. Even if you look away, you know I'm slipping one of my fingers down my shorts, and playing with myself on top of you. And your body is going to respond, even if you know it shouldn't. Feel it now as I start sliding my waist back and forth, gently grinding against you. You're not doing anything wrong. Just sit back. Let it happen. Be still as I rub against you while I play with myself. Oh. See? There's nothing wrong with this. You aren't cheating. I could even kiss you on your neck. Nibble your ear. Don't worry, I won't kiss your lips. That would be going too far. But I can explore so many other areas of your body with my hands and my lips. Oh, I can tell by your moans you want me to go further. But shh, don't say it. Don't ask for it. Don't move at all. It's not cheating if you just sit there. I'm going to take my shorts and my top off now. And now, I'm going to pull down your pants and bring out that big, beautiful cock I've been feeling. This part is going to be very hard for you to resist. If I was just to climb back on top of you, as strong as you are, I still doubt you'd be able to keep from just exploding in passion and having your way with me. But I don't want that. I don't want to make you into a cheater. That's why I brought this nice, soft silk rope. Just stay still as I slowly bind your hands, your chest, and your legs to the chair. This will make sure you don't give in to the dirty thoughts swirling around in here. It's nice, isn't it? I haven't had a chance to use it yet. Let me know if it's too tight anywhere. I want to make sure the blood flow to your cock stays nice and strong. And one more knot. There we go. See? You're all tied out, motionless, unable to move, unable to stop me from doing anything I want to you. It's not your fault what happens next. I need to work up a nice big load, so I'm not going to put you inside me yet. I'm just going to straddle you again, this time with no clothes in between. Can you feel it? Can you feel how wet I am? How easy it would be to just slip right inside me? My pussy is so desperate for your cock. It wants you inside so bad. It wants to drink up every last drop. Feel me drag it up and down the length of your shaft, getting it nice and wet. Feel the cool air on your wet cock between strokes. Let the desperation build up a huge load of cum. Oh, I can see you struggling against the ropes. You want to take my breast into your mouth, don't you? The nipple is so close. How good it would feel to just take it between your lips. You want to dig your hands into my hips, don't you? The skin would feel so good. And you could control my thrust, speeding them up as your cock demands. And your fingers sink into my sides. But you can't. This is why I tied you up. I knew my body would be too much for you. I can't imagine how long it's been since you've experienced somebody as young and tight as me. Your head must be spinning in desire. What kind of things would you do to me if you were untied? Shh, don't say it out loud. It would be wrong for you to tell me all the ways you want to fuck me. You can't say out loud all the ways you'd explore my body, the way you would touch it, the things you would make me feel, the things I would make you feel if we were together, totally free, totally naked, with only lust on our minds. Your thoughts would be swirling. A body like mine, only inches from your hands and your lips. But you can't give in. I won't let you cheat on your wife. I'm going to put you inside me now. I'm going to turn around and face away from you when I do it. I don't want you looking into my eyes when you come. That would definitely be cheating. If your gaze was locked into my wide, pleasure-filled eyes, as you pumped your cum into me, that type of connection would be going too far, and we can't have that. You'll just have to be still and watch my ass bounce up and down on your cock as you sit there, unable to participate. Oh, it's so thick. As ready as I am, I don't know if I'll be able to get it inside. Yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, your cock feels so good. Deeper. Deeper still. I know I can get it in deeper. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I wanted to hold it inside me for a while as you stretch it out and let my muscles relax and get used to it. But I can't stop myself from just riding your cock. It feels too good. I have to fuck you. I can't help it. Oh my God. Oh, you feel so much better than I imagined. Oh, I've never had a cock like this before. Oh, I wish you could take me. I wish you could throw me against the wall and fuck me hard and deep as we stare into each other's eyes. But you can't do that. That's not who you are. We're not here for some deep and intimate one-night stand where you move my body into every position your mind can think of and feel every inch of me with your hands and your lips. No, we're just here to get that cum out, to fill me up, to get me pregnant. I want it. I want it all inside me, every last drop. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. The ropes are getting loose. I don't want to stop fucking you to tighten them, but if they get too loose, can you get free? Yes? Oh, God, your hands and body are free. Fucking take me. Oh. Yeah. I don't care about cheating anymore. Throw me on the floor. Yes. Climb on top of me. Let me wrap my legs around you as we lock eyes. Oh, take me. Oh, suck on my tits. Dig your hands into my flesh. I want to feel you all over me. Oh, God. Yes, yes. Treat me like your little fuck toy. Use my body for your pleasure. Oh, is that pussy tight for you? Yes, your big cock filling me up. Oh, my clit. Oh, you're making it feel so good. Feel so deep inside of me. Oh, I'm gonna come. I want you to come with me. Come inside me. Oh, ready? Look at me. Look into my eyes as we come together. Yes, 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 come. Oh, fucking come. Oh, God. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop until every drop is inside me. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, hold still. Don't move. Stay inside me while my pussy sucks up every last drop. Oh, give your cock time to get it all out. You feel so good inside me. Oh, I guess we went a little far there, huh? It's okay. I won't tell anyone. Nobody could blame us for what happened. We tried to keep you pure, and it just didn't work out. I guess I need to get better at tying knots. Oh, shit. I just realized I misread the calendar today. I can't get pregnant until next week. I guess I'll see you next week.